Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Sierra Bird. Sierra is the Conservative Party candidate for our riding in the federal election, and we'll be talking about how she first got involved in politics and what her platform is for the constituency. Thank you for joining me today. So Sierra, tell us a little bit about yourself. What was your background before you became involved in politics?
So I'm a wife and mother of two daughters. I live in Little Black River First Nation, Manitoba, which is at the bottom of the riding. The riding begins in Saugeen and Black River and goes all the way north to Churchill. It is larger than the state of California. Before I got into politics, I was a stay-at-home mom. I couldn't afford to go to university, so I just focused a lot of my time and energy on becoming self-taught. It was a lot of reading news articles and reading different platforms and watching a lot of CPAC in question period, but I feel that the goal that I had made in 2013 to run in 2023, I just felt that our people could not wait anymore, so I jumped in 4 years earlier.
So why did you decide to run for the Conservative Party? What was it about them that drew you to them?
So I have always been a conservative, but when I went to Ottawa and I talked to different members of parliament from different parties, and I hadn't told them what my political affiliation was, and I had told them that I wanted to run, and I had a liberal member of parliament tell me that I could not do this, that I needed to stay at home, focus on my kids, and that if I did go into politics, I'd be better off in municipal politics until I was significantly older. And then when I told an NDP member of parliament, she also told me that I couldn't do it. And she told me if I were to run in this riding, that I would not have a chance at all. And then when I talked to the Conservative member of parliament, they encouraged me tirelessly. They told me that I could do it before they even knew who I was, what I stood for, and the amount of support that I have received from the party since then has been amazing. I have never felt so much support. I've never felt so much just love from a big group of people in a really long time. And it was really nice to have that support from them. So there was also another time too where I was in Kenora with Andrew Scheer and my daughter was giving him dirty looks all day, like just wanted nothing to do with him. And I told her, I said, okay, it's time for you to get a picture with the leader. And she was like, nope, not having it. So I pulled her out of her stroller out of a fight and held her, and she took one look at Andrew and just threw herself into his arms, and he was totally unfazed by it. He was singing to her. They had their own little moment. It was just things like that that have happened within the party that make me so sure that this is the party that is right for me and right for this riding, because they just have so much love and care for the people of Canada.
Now that you are a candidate for the federal election, what is the platform you're running on?
So one thing that I really want to focus on is better mental health resources, better addictions resources as well. I know that we are fighting an opioid crisis, a meth crisis, a suicide crisis in this riding specifically. And that is one thing I really want to focus on. And something that I would like to see happen is land-based sobriety camps and land-based healing camps for First Nations youth that they can go to out in the bush with some elders, get away from the technology and any negative influence that they may have, and just focus on getting back in touch with our culture. These programs will be based on the fundamentals of our culture and, you know, who we are as people. And I feel that when we bring our youth back to what has been taken from them, it's going to make a huge difference in their lives. We need to get them back on the right path. I don't think it is fair to write off the youth. Another thing that I really want to focus on too is violence and gang violence. And the party has said that they will end automatic bail for gang members, and there will be harsher punishments for people involved with violent gang crime. Also too, the Liberals have decided that they want to ban restricted rifles and handguns. And I just don't believe that that is fair. It is easier to make new laws for Canadians to follow, but it is harder to catch criminals because criminals will always find a way to be criminals. And I think taking the guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens is not a punishment for the criminals. It is a punishment to law-abiding citizens. So that is one thing that I also really want to focus on as well. Being a conservative, I'm really proud of our natural resource development. I know that Thompson is a big mining community, and it is really important that we help continue to get the resources out of the ground so the people in Thompson can stay employed. I'm very proud of what we have up here, and I would hate to see us lose that because the Liberals and NDP have the carbon tax that the Liberals inflicted on us is making it harder for new mines to get started and existing rural mines to be competitive. So the one thing too is focusing on getting rid of the carbon tax, because that'll make things a little bit easier for people just buying their groceries or getting around town with their car, but it'll also help the mines in the long run as well. Another thing that I really want to focus on too is clean drinking water. And this is something that I've been committed to since the beginning of my political journey. This is something very, very important to me for many reasons, one of them being that my reserve sometimes goes without water. And a few weeks after I had my daughter, we went without water for 2.5 weeks. Absolutely no water. It wasn't just unclean water, it was no water. We turned on our taps, nothing came out. And after having a baby and not being able to shower and not having running water to wash things or get anything ready, do laundry, it was like living in a nightmare. When I went to Ottawa, I had looked our prime minister in the eyes and I was nursing my baby. I stood up and I don't understand how you're gonna miss a big native woman nursing a baby in the House of Commons, but he looked at me and he ignored me. And I was gonna ask him what he was gonna do about the drinking water situation in my community. When I reached out to our current leadership within the riding, I heard nothing either. And that's why I knew that now was the time. So that is something that I'm committed to doing. I'm committed to fighting my hardest to ensure that every reserve, not just in this riding, but throughout Canada, has access to clean drinking water. Because when you are denying us a basic human right, I think a lot of people forget that water is a spiritual right for us as well. So that is one huge thing that I really want to focus on. You know, my platform, there's a lot of things that I want to see change up here, but just thinking about it now, that seems to be a lot of it too. And healthcare as well. The Conservatives just announced that they're going to be investing $1.5 billion into MRI and CT machines. I can't think of the exact number off my head, but the wait time for MRIs in Manitoba is the longest in Canada, and that is completely unacceptable. So this investment will bring new machines, and it'll give us a higher number of machines to work with. It'll replace aging machines, and I just think that this is a really good plan. It'll help people that need to travel for specialist appointments. It'll help them get home sooner. It'll help them get their procedures done faster, and that is one thing that I'm really excited about that was actually announced.
There is also a lot of talk about the housing crisis here in the North, particularly in Indigenous communities. What would the Conservatives do to address that?
So as for the housing crisis, I know in our reserve, we are kind of facing a similar thing. In our reserves, we have a lot of housing that is being taken up. There's a lot of people living in houses together because there isn't enough houses, and I think that's unacceptable. When you have overcrowding in housing, that's not a good quality of life to live in. That is not a good way to raise our children. And that is something that I will be fighting for in our reserves as well, is to make sure that we have more housing there. And then two, more affordable housing out here. But that comes with bringing jobs and making sure that we have a good, strong economy out here. And that is also something that I will be fighting for as well.
Speaking on that, how would the Conservatives go about bringing in new jobs and bolster the economy?
So one thing too is that I mentioned with the mines, it is really important to keep them open. The Liberals and the NDP want to phase out any sort of natural resource development. Jagmeet Singh, he'd even said that he would rather import natural resources from Saudi Arabia than to invest in Canadian resources. And I think if we invest in Canadian resources, that will bring more jobs to the North. There is a lot of opportunities up here for natural resource development, and that is something that I would entirely stand behind and, you know, ensure that we would have more opportunities like that come up out here.
We covered quite a number of topics today, and I know we just scratched the surface. Did you have any final thoughts you wanted to share about the upcoming election?
Something that I would like to share is when it comes down to election day, we need to elect somebody that is going to be there for us in the good times and the bad times. And a commitment that I have made on my platform is that in the case of hard times, I will always be there, no matter where it is in the province. I will be there. It is my job to be the voice of the people. And I think a lot of times our representation forgets that they are our representation. So in order for me to hear your concerns and to advocate for you as best that I can, I need to be meeting with everybody and making sure that I'm hearing everyone's concerns, because I am everyone's voice. And that is one thing that I really want to stress, that is, I am tired of being ignored by our leadership, whether it be Liberal or NDP. And I know that if I get elected, this is the promise that I'm going to make. And not often do you hear politicians make promises, but I'm going to be there no matter what.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much for coming by the station and talking about the campaign with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that was Sierra Bird, the Conservative Party candidate running for the Churchill-Kiewit-Nokoski riding in the upcoming federal election. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.